Support for this podcast comes from Avangrid. Tom Turnwald runs an Ohio millwork company that was started by his father and employs his kids.
I'm in favor of wind farms because I'm committed to attracting talent to our community, and the school districts with wind turbines get resources that can make a huge difference in kids' lives.
Since 2012, an Avangrid wind farm has strengthened the economy and contributes millions to the community each year. To learn more about where energy meets humanity, visit avangrid.com. That's avangrid.com.
I think we're on our way to Bound Brook, New Jersey. If I'm reading my map correctly, we're in South Bound Brook. It looks like we're about 15 minutes south of Bedminster, which is where the President's Golf Club and Country House are.
Are we here?
This is the address is...
Yeah. It's supposed to be a greenhouse, yeah?
Okay, I think we'll just get out. Let's tell her we are here.
Thank you.
Welcome to Vicky's.
Hi.
I'm obviously not Vicky.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Oh, mucho gusto. Pásenme adelante. Ay,
sorry.
Yeah. Mira, disculpa que está todo desordenado porque hoy vine de Nueva York.
She's come back after being away a week, so she's apologizing that it's not as neat as it ought to be. Yeah, we told her.
Why don't we sit and we'll chat?
So how this is going to work, Miriam, is Michael's going to ask questions in English, as he knows how to speak. And then if you would help translate, and then this is going to be just kind of a conversation.
We'll make it work. Cheers.
Okay. Muy buenas tardes a todos. Es un gusto tenerlos aquí en casa. Y es un gusto abrirle la puerta a ustedes.
Vicky welcomed you all into her home. She says it's a humble home. She's an immigrant. She loves this country. Mm-hmm. And she'd like to share with you why she's here.
Well, I want to thank you because we're grateful to be here. I guess my first question is just how are you doing? How are you holding up given everything that's just happened in the past few days?
En estos días, yo me siento ya mejor.
Vicky said that she's feeling better because she has left this place where she was working.
Estaba en un hueco donde a mí me daba miedo hablar.
She is relieved that she's come out of this place where she felt fear.
From the New York Times, I'm Michael Barbaro. This is The Daily. Today, last week, Victorina Morales came forward and said that for the last 5 years, she had been working as an undocumented immigrant at President Trump's golf club in New Jersey. A couple of days ago, we visited her in her home with Times immigration reporter Miriam Jordan, who first broke the story. It's Friday, December 14th.
Okay, I want to know more about your experience before you came to the United States and where you came from. So maybe you can describe the place where you are from.
Yo vengo de Guatemala. Donde yo vengo no es... caserío, no es pueblo, yo vengo del campo.
Vicky says that she comes from the countryside, from a place where her house was all alone in a particular area.
No había luz eléctrica, nada.
To go from one place to another, because there wasn't electricity, people used a flashlight to guide the way.
That's what you turned this water bottle into,
yes.
A flashlight. Okay.
Muy pobre, muy humilde, muy humilde.
Vicky said that she comes from a very poor background. Extremely humble.
Yo comía frijoles, espinaca, nada de carne, no, no.
So at what age did you decide to leave Guatemala? And what exactly motivated you to leave?
Cuando yo me vine para acá, tenía yo 35 años.
She was 35 years old when she came to the United States. It was 1999. She wanted to give her children a better life, and she'd heard that you could make good money in America. So her husband came ahead and she followed.
Yeah, hice de Guatemala para acá un mes y 15 días.
It took her a month and a half to journey from Guatemala all the way to the border in California.
Pasé todo México caminando. Caminando, caminando, caminando.
She came caminando, 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 walking, walking, walking the whole way through Mexico. She said that they only hopped in a car when they were chased on occasion to escape.
Pero para pasar la frontera,
on arrival at the border, she spent those last 2 weeks waiting for the right moment to cross.
Okay, cuando yo llegué a Los Ángeles, allí me recibió el coyote.
When she crossed the border in California, she was met by a coyote or a smuggler who took her to Los Angeles,
me compró el boleto de avión,
where he bought her a plane ticket and told her that she would be on her way to meet her husband in New Jersey.
Para New Jersey. Okay, está bien, le digo yo.
She said that she felt this great sense of fulfillment and satisfaction of finally being in this country, she said.
Dándole gracias a Dios.
Thank God. Gracias a Dios. Thank God I'm here.
Yo digo, ahora sí, mis metas van a ser grandes. Voy a trabajar.
And this might seem like a small matter, but how did you get on a plane at that point or do anything without documents? Or did you get documents?
Allá en Los Ángeles, el muchacho que me mandó en avión, él me dio dos papelitos así.
In Los Angeles, the gentleman who helped her get on the plane gave her two small pieces of paper, as she puts it. And he told her that they're good for her to get work. And when you apply for any job, this is what you need. So keep them.
Okay, le digo, está bien.
And Miriam, what's your understanding of what these documents were?
It's quite clear that the documents were a fake social security card and a green card or a permanent residence card, which immigrants typically need to present to secure work.
And it sounds like that may have kind of come along with whatever the transaction was with the coyote.
Yeah, I think it's a package deal in which, you know, this network of people brought her across the border, supplied her with documents, got her a plane ticket, and made sure she ended up in her home right here in New Jersey.
And how, Vicky, did you end up working at the Trump National Bedminster Golf Course, the golf club?
Okay, un amigo me consiguió trabajo ahí.
A friend of Vicky's told her that there was work at the golf club and that the pay was very good.
Eran $2 más.
Vicky, how did you know that this would be a place that would be okay with employing someone like you who did not have legal status?
Bueno, yo le dije al muchacho, hey, pero ahí no necesitan papeles buenos, porque él me dijo, es un hombre poderoso, tiene mucho dinero.
Well, she asked her friend, you're sure you don't need good papers to work there? Because she knew a powerful man owned that golf club.
Y me dice, no, 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 dice, no importa, aquí ahí vimos muchos emigrantes, y ahí no necesitan papeles.
This is the first time I think I can translate. He said, that's not important, we have many immigrants here without papers, it's fine, it's fine.
Yes.
As this process continues, at some point, does someone ask you for papers of any kind?
Ella me dice, venga mañana, que era el siguiente día, que era domingo.
Vicky arrived for her interview on a Sunday morning. The housekeeping supervisor drove up in a golf cart and asked her to hop in, and they went to visit some of the suites on the property that are around the pool. And the supervisor asked Vicky what kind of work she knew how to do. And she said, well, you know, I can
tiendo la cama, doy dusty, vaqueo, sacudo.
I can dust, I can scrub, I can sweep. And at a certain point, she said, I don't speak English, I don't have papers. And she said, oh, that's okay. Here we want people who want to do the work. We're not worried about the papers.
Pero no importa, no, si no tienes papeles, aquí están trabajando muchachas sin papeles.
And that was the supervisor
of housekeeping.
Vicky, I wonder if you could describe the golf club for me, what your impression of it is. What does it look like?
Oh, el campo es lindo. El lugar es muy hermoso.
When Vicky first, you know, started working there, she thought, oh, it's just such a beautiful, special place.
Cuando empecé, digo yo, wow.
Wow.
Pobre, humilde, no tengo nada.
God, thank you for affording this opportunity.
Gracias, Padre, por darme este lugar.
There wasn't that anything in particular impressed me, but just the fact that it was such a beautiful place and that somebody like Vicky, she's saying, who's so poor with barely any education to be in such a place was such a privilege.
And what did you do in this job? What were your daily tasks?
Hay muchos diferentes trabajos, limpieza.
You know, she did everything there. She vacuumed, she dusted, she cleaned the suite.
Limpió la casa de Ivanka.
She cleaned Ivanka's house. She cleaned her toilets. She washed her clothes. She ironed them. She washed the clothes of Mr. Trump. She made his bed.
Todo eso yo lo hacía. Pero ahí no todos entran, no. Solo
Vicky said that only three of the housekeepers were allowed in Mr. Trump's house, and she was one of them, a great source of pride.
Meaning that you were very good at your job.
Eso me decía él.
She said that she knows she did a good job, and in fact, Mr. Trump, when he encountered her on three occasions, praised her for the good work that she did.
Wow.
Orgullosa porque yo trabajando aquí. Oh my God. Estaba limpiando. Brincaba y brincaba y...
She'll never forget the time that she was washing the windows of the pro shop when, you know, suddenly Mr. Trump showed up right behind her, got out of his golf cart and grabbed her rag.
Me ayudó a limpiar el vidrio.
And proceeded to wipe the top of the windows. Since she's very short, she was having trouble reaching them. And he gave her a big assist, then asked her her name.
¿Y cómo te llamas, Victorina? Oh my gosh, this is good, good, good.
Told her she was doing a good job and gave her a $50 tip.
Gracias, le digo en español. Y me hace así y se fue. Montó el carrito y se fue.
So in 2015, this person who has been your employer, your boss's boss's boss, the guy who owns the place, he starts to run for the office of president. How aware were you day to day of the fact that he was running for president and what his message was as a candidate?
She said that when he started to campaign, she sensed a change when they shaved some days off of their work week, saying that it was because the president was coming and they couldn't be around.
She's
suggesting that she was asked and others not to be there who were undocumented because they lacked papers.
Even when he was a candidate?
Even when he was a candidate.
Hmm. And what changed at the club when he was elected?
Porque la supervisora nos empezó a exigirnos más trabajo, más trabajo, más trabajo.
She said that once he became president, the pressure mounted.
Victoria, fast, fast, saca esto rápido.
In terms of how quickly she had to do the work and how well she had to do the work.
Y sin apoyo de ellos porque...
It upset her that she felt that people like her direct supervisor, the housekeeping supervisor, felt somehow emboldened by Mr. Trump's election victory to treat her and other undocumented immigrants more harshly and to demand more of them than they had before.
Okay, yo corría. Yo quiero mi trabajo.
But in addition to that, she said that she was no longer allowed to clean the president's house.
Hmm. Because of your status.
Yo pienso por mis papeles. Porque yo le dije que investigaran.
She said she imagines that it's because she lacks papers that she was no longer allowed to clean his house.
Ya no pude ya entrar. Eso fue lo que a mí me hicieron más humillada.
It's what most humiliated Vicky, the fact that she could no longer go into the president's house and do her work there.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, do you think that the president and those around him knew about your status? Did that make you think, oh, they definitely know?
No, yo no pensé eso. No pensé eso.
It never occurred to her that the president knew or didn't know about her immigration status. All she wanted was an explanation.
Okay. Llegó el manager, me dijo que necesitaba papeles.
The manager arrived one day and told Vicky that she had to renew her papers. That is her social security card, I assume, and her green card because they had expired. She said, I don't know where to get them. And he said, well, I can figure this out or something to that effect. Went off somewhere, came back, and basically had arranged for someone to take her to a place where another set of phony documents could be produced or manufactured on the spot. And you know, Michael, that was enough to keep Vicky employed at the golf club to this day.
Vicky, it sounds like you had some very positive interactions with Donald Trump before he ran for president. Was there a particular moment after he became president, something he said or did, that really changed the way you felt about him?
When she turned on the TV and she saw the president speaking about immigrants in derogatory fashion.
These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before.
The Post reports that according to two people briefed in the meeting, the president asked, why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here? Referring to African countries and Haiti, the president.
And when you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away.
She was offended because, after all, you know,
y somos hispanos.
It's mainly immigrants, Hispanics, who do the work at the golf club. There are very few Americans.
And we want to tell people, I'm sorry, you're coming into the country illegally. We don't want you in the country. That's it. It's now over.
Ese es malo, ese hombre. Muy malo.
She couldn't reconcile the person who she had met at the golf course and who she took a liking to with this character on television who was maligning immigrants.
And Vicky, which Donald Trump do you think is the real Donald Trump?
El señor que se expresa feo de nosotros.
You know, according to Vicky, the real Donald Trump is the Donald Trump who separates children from their mothers.
Ahora lo que está haciendo con el muro. Y lo que está haciendo con esta caravana que viene en este momento.
Who swears he'll build a wall and who uses the caravan to rail against people like her.
El motivo era de que yo salí ya porque ya no aguanté la presión.
Vicky just decided, you know, I've had enough. I can't take this anymore.
Yo lloraba adentro de las casas.
She was crying sometimes on the job.
Yo me hincaba y le pedía a Dios, dame fuerzas.
Her coworkers were in tears on the job, and she just decided that, you know, it was time to come forward. Someone had to speak up.
Pero dije, ya no. Basta. Aquí ya terminó.
Vicky, when you decided to speak with Miriam and with the New York Times, did you understand that it could end your job working at the golf course? And more than that, that it could end your ability to live in the United States?
Sí, lo pensé.
He said that she was aware that she would lose her job and that it occurred to her that she could even be deported.
Ya no se puede más.
But it was time to come out of this hole and to, you know, speak out. And she doesn't regret doing it.
Did anyone contact you from your work since the story was published?
No, nadie me llama. La
supervisora. What she's saying is that the supervisor contacted her before the article was published when I'd sent them questions.
No sé qué quería, no contesté.
And she didn't answer.
Y ahí más nadie, nadie, nadie.
Do you know if you still have a job working at the Trump golf course?
No creo. Con lo que ellos hablaban
she
antes,
no doesn't want to return to work there, and she doesn't expect that she would have a job there. If she wanted one.
Y si hubiera, no, no regresara. No. Yo estoy hablando por todos los que estamos pasando.
She wants the president to know that immigrants like her are tired of the humiliation.
Y estoy aquí dando la cara porque se cansa uno tantos humillaciones.
And they deserve to be treated better.
Pues lo que pasó en mi mente fue.
Basically, she was prepared to take the risk because.
Porque ya no aguantemos más.
You know, even if something happens to her, you know, she's speaking for everybody. This is something that needed to come to light.
Pero al menos hablé por todos, no solo por mí.
The truth needed to be said.
Pero al menos uno sale a hablar la verdad.
Vicky, thank you for letting us into your home and thank you for sharing your story with us. Gracias.
Gracias a ustedes y que Dios me los bendiga.
And Miriam, thank you very much for everything.
My pleasure.
In November, Victorina Morales applied for protection under U.S. asylum laws. Her claim for asylum
is based on her fear of returning to Guatemala after a member of her family was targeted and killed there. As long as her application is pending, she is protected from deportation. If asylum is denied, her attorney can appeal the decision, a process which would unfold in the courts over several years. Therefore, she cannot be removed from the country in the foreseeable future. Morales is also exploring a lawsuit against the Trump Golf Club in New Jersey, claiming workplace abuse and discrimination.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Gracias. Bye. Have a good night.
Good night.
We'll be right back.
This podcast is supported by Amelia Perez, Zoe Saldana, Carla Sofia Gascon, and Selena Gomez, star in director Jacques Audiard's audacious, genre-defying movie, hailed as the year's best picture. An electrifying odyssey boasting tour de force performances, liberating song and dance, and bold visuals. The London Standard calls it a work of brilliance. Time hails it an exuberant ode to human possibility. And Vanity Fair raves, there is no other movie like Amelia Perez, a thrilling reminder of the limitless potential of this medium. On Netflix in the US, UK, and Canada.
This podcast is supported by ACLU. The ACLU knows exactly what threats a second Donald Trump term presents, and they are ready with a battle-tested playbook. The ACLU took legal action against the first Trump administration 434 times, and they will do it again to protect immigrants' rights, defend reproductive freedom, safeguard free speech, and fight for all of our fundamental civil rights. Join the ACLU today to help stop the Extreme Project 2025 agenda. Learn more at ACLU.org.
I use New York Times Cooking at least 3 to 4 times a week.
I love sheet pan bibimbap. It said 35 minutes. It was 35 minutes.
The cucumber salad with soy, ginger, and garlic. Oh my God, that is just to die for.
This turkey chili has over 17,000 5-star ratings. So easy, so delicious.
The instructions are so clear, so simple, and it just works.
Hey, it's Eric Kim from New York Times Cooking. Come cook with us. Go to nytcooking.com.
Here's what else you need to know today.
I sincerely hope that we are living the beginning of the end of one of the biggest tragedies of the 21st century, the conflict in Yemen.
On Thursday, the head of the United Nations announced that the warring parties in Yemen had agreed to a ceasefire in a crucial port city, marking the most significant step toward peace there in years.
You have reached an agreement on Hodeidah port and city. The UN will play a leading role in the port, and this will facilitate humanitarian access and the flow of goods to the civilian population, and it will improve the living conditions for millions of Yemenis.
The Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels have agreed to withdraw their forces from the city, Hodeidah, which is the main point of entry for humanitarian aid into Yemen.
The Senate this afternoon stated that we will not continue participation in the Saudi-led intervention in Yemen, which has resulted in the worst humanitarian crisis on earth.
A few hours later in Washington, both Democratic and Republican senators voted resoundingly to withdraw American military support from the Saudi side of the war in Yemen, and to hold the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, personally responsible for the murder of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Just because you're our ally, you cannot kill with impunity and believe you can get away with it.
The votes were a rare move by the Senate to limit presidential war powers and to formally rebuke the Trump administration for its ongoing embrace of Saudi Arabia.
They need us a lot more than we need them. And to not realize that, I think, is a mistake. So I just believe that the relationship, while valuable in the past, has become too much of a burden. And as long as MBS is around, I don't think it will ever be normal again.
The resolution to withdraw U.S. military support in Yemen is largely symbolic for now, since the Republican-controlled House blocked a similar measure earlier this week. But Democrats were quick to point out that after they take control of the House in January, they will be eager to pass the measure.
If Paul Ryan thinks on his way out the door, you know, his last public service gift to humanity is covering up for Saudi Arabia, great. He can make that his legacy, but we're going to be around next year and we'll figure out ways that there can be consequences for this.
The Daily is produced by Theo Balcom, Lindsay Garrison, Rachel Quester, Annie Brown, Andy Mills, Ike Srikantharaja, Claire Tennisketter, Michael Simon Johnson, Jessica Chung, and Alexander Lee Young, and edited by Paige Cowett, Larissa Anderson, and Wendy Dorr. Lisa Tobin is our executive producer. Samantha Hennig is our editorial director. Our technical manager is Brad Fisher. Our engineer is Chris Wood. And our theme music is by Jim Grunberg and Ben Landsberg of Wonderly. Special thanks to Sam Dolman, Michaela Bouchard, Benjamin Laffin, Bridget Christie, Jim Yardley, Stella Tan, and Jonathan Wolf. That's it for The Daily. I'm Michael Barbaro. See you on Monday.